Bible recorded in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 2, if you read from verse 1 there. And he said that, and again he entered into Capernaum. He's talking about Jesus Christ here. He said, after some days, there were noise that Jesus Christ was around. And he went into the house, and all that heard him that he was around, they came. They brought people who were sick. And one of them was a man who was sick of palsy. Four people had to carry this man. When they brought this man, Jesus Christ had compassion on him. After he saw the man, he said, I say unto thee, say, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into the house. And the Bible recorded, and immediately he arose and took up the bed and walked forth before them, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. We never saw it on this fashion. I want you to pray. Say, Father,
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 the miracle that I'm expecting in year 2019. In this year 2019, O Lord, let it be that miracle that has never been seen in any fashion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The miracle that I'm expecting this year, O Lord, let it be that type of miracle that has never been seen in any fashion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let people be amazed. Let people be amazed, oh Lord, at that type of miracle that you are going to give me. In the mighty name of Jesus, that miracle that you are going to give me this year, let it be that miracle that has never been saw, that has never been seen in this fashion. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The people were amazed. They have never saw it done that fashion. They have seen miracle. They have seen magic. But that miracle, they have never saw it done that fashion. I pray this year, the miracle that God will grant you, it's going to be one that it has never happened in the history of mankind. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of John, John chapter 11 there, John chapter 11, if you read verse 38 to 39, 41 and 43 to 45. I'm just going to paraphrase it. It said, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, coming to the grave. He's talking about Lazarus here. He said, it was a cave and a stone lay upon it. He said, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And the sister said, look, master, he's been there for 4 days. He stinketh. He said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus Christ lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And he said, when he has thus spoken, he cried out loud voice, said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father,
Father,
every of my blessing that is dead. Father, just would say to Lazarus, and you say, Lazarus, come forth. Father, Lord, let my blessing come forth. I call forth my blessing today, O Lord. Everything that the enemy has killed in my life, O Lord, today, O Lord, I call them forth, O Lord. I decree them, O Lord, to come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them come forth, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every of my blessing that the devil has held in bondage, today I pray that let them come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I walk out of this place, O Lord, let those blessings, let them begin to come forth. Let me begin to receive them. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We bless your holy name. We adore your holy name, O Lord. Father, Lord, the little period that we are going to spend together in your words, O Lord, let your word heal. Let your word deliver. Let your word set free, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I hide myself under you, O Lord. I do not have word of my own. But let every word I speak, O Lord, Father, Lord, let it be ordained by you, O Lord. Let it do and accomplish the purpose for which it was sent, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to turn to the person by your left and by your right. Say, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Don't despair. Help is on the way. There is a glory ahead. There is a glory ahead. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to sit down gently in the presence of the Father. Amen. This morning, I just want to exalt us on a topic and a sermon titled, Help for the Troubled Heart. Amen. Help for the Troubled Heart. I'm going to take my text from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read from verse 18 to 39. Romans chapter 8, from verse 18 to 39. The title of my message, once again, is Help for Troubled Heart. I pray that help will come for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you are going through this morning, I bring good message to you. And I bring the word of God to you that as you walk out of this place today, that help will come for you. That's your troubled heart. The Lord will take it away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All those trouble, all those things that troubles your heart, because our God is a burden bearer, will take away all your burdens. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. He read though. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who was subjected in the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into glorious liberty of the children of God. Whatever bondage that you are, I pray that the Lord will set you free today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you listen to the sound of my voice, whatever bondage that the enemy has put you into, because I know our God will never put you in bondage, but whatever bondage that you are, is it marital bondage? Is it sickness? Whatever form it takes, the Lord will take them away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we know that the whole creation groaneth corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And now only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits and of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth us knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? If God, it is God that justified. Who's he that condemned? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So our tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy book in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say help is on the way for every one of us. Whatever you are looking unto God for, you are looking for a child, you are looking for a job, you are looking for healing. Today, I bring good news to us that God will attend to you in the mighty name of Jesus. All the obstacles on our path today, some of us, we are with anxiety, with fear. But I want to tell you, all the obstacle on our path, oh Lord, on our path, is a way to the glory of God showing in our life. There was once a very wealthy and a curious king. This king had a huge boulder placed in the middle of the road. Then he hid himself nearby to see if anyone would try to remove the gigantic rock from the road. The first people to pass by were some of the king's wealthiest merchants and courtiers. Rather than moving it, they simply walked around it. A few loudly blamed the king for not maintaining the roads. Not one of them tried to move the boulder. Finally, a peasant came along. His hands were full of vegetables. When he got near the boulder, rather than simply walking around it as others did, the peasant put down his load and tried to move the stone to the other side of the road. It took a lot of effort, but he finally succeeded. The peasant gathered up his load and was ready to go his way. When he saw a purse lying on the road where the boulder was, and the peasant opened the purse. The purse was full of gold and coins and a note from the king who put the boulder on the road. The king's note said the purse gold was a reward for moving the boulder from the road. Brethren, this is the condition that many of us will find ourselves today. There's an obstacle. At your work, people hated you. Whatever you are doing, it's like you don't know how to do it. Everywhere you go, it seems as if there is no way for you. You apply to job, they don't give you that job. It's a boulder on the road. Brethren, keep pressing ahead, and you remove the boulder in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody was walking around it, except this peasant. He moved the boulder. At the bottom of the boulder was a gold. That thing that you are looking unto God for, that you have been struggling for, before the end of this year, and I even make bold to say, before the end of this quarter, The Lord will grant you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Some people might be asking, did God put hole in my heart, in my pocket? When you go to the book of Haggai chapter 1 verse 6, Haggai chapter 1 verse 6, he said, you have planted much, but harvest little. You have money, but put it into a bag with the holes. I pray, whatever hole that the enemy have put in your bag, in your pocket, I pray that the Lord will steal it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you walk like an elephant, and you eat like an ant. You don't see. You know that you are collecting salary, but you cannot see anything you are doing with it. I pray by the end of today, by the time you walk out of this place, you have meaning and you have purpose for your money in the mighty name of Jesus. The devil will not spend out of your money in the mighty name of Jesus. Many are sitting down here, and the doctors have said that you are going to continue to use the medication for the rest of your life. It's a leaked hole. I pray by the power of the Almighty, by the God that I serve, by the time you walk out of this place, you will not spend your money on medication again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The book of John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 25 to 20. He said, these things I have spoken to you. Why bring present with you? He said, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I go to my Father. My Father is greater than I. I pray this morning that help will come your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will teach you what to do. The Holy Spirit will direct you. Holy Spirit will tell you what to do, where to go, what to say, what not to say, at the right time, at the right moment, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I want to tell you, when grace speaks, laws are irrelevant. Merit is needless. Connection becomes useless. All protocols are suspended. May God's grace speak to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. May the grace of God be with you throughout this week, throughout this month, throughout this year in the mighty name of Jesus. God doesn't need numbers to win the battle for you. I think you can ask Gideon. He will tell you. God doesn't need connection to lift you up. I think you can ask Esther for that. God doesn't need education to magnify you. Go and ask Peter, was stuck illiterate. This year, 2019, God will work for you. Amen. Your success is sure. Amen. Your success is assured. Amen. The blessing of God will overtake you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Psalm 126, verse 1 to 6. Psalm 126, verse 1 to 6. The Bible says, when the God took away the captivity of Zion, he said, we were like them that dreamt. He said, when the Lord turned away the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamt. He said, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. He said, turn again our captivity. O Lord, as it streams in the south, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This will be your song this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Psalm 30 verse 5. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I say somebody to somebody here, you weep silently. I say that joy will come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will bring peace unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Don't castigate yourself. Don't condemn yourself. Say, but his anger endure but a moment. There is what the devil will show us. Every time the devil will say anything that happens to you, say, you remember what you did? The devil will always bring you back. Even when you have a dream, the devil will bring you back to when you barely wear pants when you were young. The devil will bring you to all those things, all those parts of yours. But that is not what God wants for you. I pray that there is glory ahead for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, I want to quickly go through three things. How to receive help from God. How you can receive help from God this year. Number one, stay connected to God. What do I say? Stay connected to God. You see, when God created fish, he spoke to the sea. When God created trees, he spoke to the earth. But when God created man, he spoke to himself. If you take fish out of water, it will die. And when you take tree off the earth, it will also die. Similarly, when a man is disconnected from God, he is going to die. You will not die in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You have to stay connected to God this year. If you have been playing prank with God, this is not a time to play prank. When you look at the team this year, he said there is a glory ahead. For you to become, to be part of that glory, you will need to stay connected to God. If you have not been praying well before, if you have not been fasting, please start to do that one. So that when that glory comes, you will be prepared. The Lord will prepare you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that glory that we are talking about, you will not be left out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number two, you have to thank God for everything. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, you have to thank God for everything. There was a blind man who lived in the desert. He was very sick. No feathers. Nothing to eat or not drink. No shelter to live. And he kept on cursing his life day and night. One day, an angel of God was crossing from that desert. The bird stopped the angel and inquired, "Where are you going?" The angel replied, "I'm going to meet God." So the bird asked angel, "Please ask God when my suffering will come to an end." And the angel says, "Sure, I will." And he bid him goodbye. The angel reached God's place and shared the message, the bird, to God. And he told him, and so the angel asked God, "Please, God, when is the suffering of this bird going to end?" The angel, let me go back. Angel told him how pathetic, he told God how pathetic the condition of the bird is. And he inquired when the suffering of the bird will end. And God replied, the angel, he said, "For the next 7 lifetimes." He said, "For the next 7 lifetimes, the bird has to suffer like this, no happiness till then." The angel said, when the bird heard this, he was distracting. "Could you suggest any solution for this?" God replied, "Tell him to recite this mantra, 'Thank you, God, for everything.'" The angel met the bird again and delivered the message of God to the bird. After 7 days, the angel passed the same path again and saw the bird was so happy. Feathers had grown on his body. A small plant grew in the desert area where he was. A small pond of water was also there. Remember, this bird was living in the desert. The bird was singing and dancing cheerfully. The angel was astonished at how this happened. God said, for 7 lifetimes, there is no happiness for the bird. With this question in his mind, he went to visit God again. The angel asked God his query, then God replied, "Yes, it was written there was no happiness for the bird for 7 lifetimes, but because the bird was reciting the mantra, 'Thank you, God, for everything,' the situation changed." Your situation will change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your situation will change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every time this year, every moment, always say thank you for everything. Whether you have to eat, you don't have to eat, always say thank God for everything. The Lord will make you to do that one in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances. This is the way, this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And finally, God answers prayers in his own way. Even when you think that he was not answering you, God is answering you. You know, there was a pastor. A pastor was ministering in a remote area where he had to walk each Sunday for 4 hours through the thick forest. I'm rounding off now. And had to be on time. He had to start to walk 4 a.m. every day on Sunday to minister. So one Sunday morning, as the pastor was in the midst of the forest, thunder announced rains. He knelt down and prayed to God to hold the rains back until it reaches the church and to protect his pastoral vestments and his Bible. But after the prayer, the rains started pouring heavily. He reached the parish well beaten by the rains. He preached, but with discouragement. As for him, God did not answer his prayers. Back home, he could not even eat. He was contemplating of resigning or continuing because he could no longer serve a God who does not answer prayers. He believed his prayers were not effective and did not match with what he is preaching. While he was reflecting on his decision to resign, or whether to resign or whether to stay in service, 3 young men entered his home and said to him, "Say, Pastor, we have come to testify and assure you that you should continue serving your God. He is a living God." The pastor changed his attitude and was eager to hear more. They showed him money and told him they were paid to kill him because his prayers and his preachings were disturbing the witches, the wizards, the sorcerers, and the occultists in the community. They were in the forest waiting for him to shoot him from wherever and from nowhere. And while they were doing that one, in the dry season, heavy rain started pouring and wet the gunpowder they were to use. They were shocked by this event. They were holding guns in their hands and seeing the pastor passing with no power to accomplish their awful mission. After hearing this, the pastor knelt down, he thanked God, and committed to serve him the rest of his life, and said, he has a God that will never fail him. Maybe you have been calling me to Restoration Arena. You have been saying that I've not seen any difference in my life. Those things that you did not see, God is there. God is here. I want you to stand up. Begin to say, "Father, help is on my way. Help is coming. Help is coming. There's glory ahead. There's glory ahead of me. This year, oh Lord. This year, oh Lord. Help is coming for me. Help is coming for me, oh Lord. Help is coming for me, oh Lord.
Help is coming for me. Help is coming for me. Ah, makese kelebro kasakata.